Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 121st UIEPT. Today, on the 12th of July 2025, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Can you toss a couple of logs into the stove?
I'll need to grab some from the shed.
What does the man imply? Number 2.
Weren't you covering the evening shift?
I was, but the whole thing got cancelled last minute.
What happened to the woman? Number 3.
Why are we heading toward the flag?
The lifeguard pointed for everyone to swim that way.
Where is the conversation probably taking place? Number 4.
What did you think of the party last night?
I just wish there hadn't been so many people on the floor.
What does the man imply? Number 5.
The memo went through successfully.
So, you managed to make the scanner work.
What had the woman assumed? Number 6.
Was the flight smooth?
Not exactly. We hit turbulence for nearly half an hour.
What does the woman imply? Number 7.
Why are you wearing that bandage on your hand?
I burned it while taking a tray out of the oven.
What does the woman imply? Number 8.
I'm thinking of getting a new phone.
but the price is a bit much.
You could always wait for the next sale.
What does the woman suggest? Number 9.
That was a great movie, wasn't it?
I wish I could say I saw more than half of it.
What does the man imply? Number 10.
Weren't you planning to stay at your job another year?
I was, but ever since the restructuring, they've cut most of my responsibilities. I felt sidelined, so when Green Tech offered me a role, I took it.
What does the man imply?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture given by a professor in a university law class.
All right, class. Today we're going to talk about one of the foundational principles in criminal law, mens rea, or the guilty mind. You may remember that to secure a conviction, the prosecution must generally prove two elements, the actus reus, meaning the guilty act, and the mens rea, the intent or mental state behind that act. Now, intent can vary widely in criminal cases, and that's where things get complicated. For example, in some crimes, like premeditated murder, specific intent must be proven. That means the defendant must have consciously decided to commit a particular act with a particular result. In contrast, general intent crimes such as assault don't require proof of an intended outcome, just proof that the act itself was done knowingly or recklessly. Let's consider a scenario. A person throws a rock at someone during an argument. If the goal was to injure the other person, that's specific intent. But if the rock was thrown out of anger without care for the consequence, and injury still occurred, that might fall under general intent. The law also recognizes strict liability offenses where no intent needs to be proven at all. These are typically regulatory offenses, things like food safety violations or traffic infractions. With these, the focus is on the act, not the mental state, often because proving intent would be impractical or unnecessary to protect public welfare. Understanding the different levels of intent is crucial because they directly affect sentencing, defenses, and even whether a crime has occurred. So next time you read a case, ask yourself, what did the defendant know, intend, or fail to consider? That's usually where the real debate begins.
This is the end of the recording.